Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nays. I'm world famous astrologer with my daily forecast and my daily planetary pulse. It's Friday, and of course, the day ruler of today is the lovely planet Venus. But Venus is not so happy as she's retrograde in the sign of Aries, which presents a lot of different problems. I would say the most and the biggest problem it presents is indecision. And so, you know, only the bold survive with Venus and Aries. So you have to be quite bold during the months of March and April to get through these retrograde planets and sign changes. Venus, our day ruler, doesn't really like to be in the sign of Aries because Aries is a masculine sign ruled by the planet Mars. Nor does Mars like to be in the homey Mr. Dad or Daddy sign of Cancer where he's stuck at home. So we have a role reversal. Women acting more vibrant, maybe testing their, not aggression, but their ability to move forward. So there's a lot of testing going on in these planets. People are testing new roles and even, I would say, trying to get used to what is like a new normal. We're adjusting to planetary changes, and that really is how we're going to be in 2025 as Saturn changes signs. Neptune makes a huge sign change. And so there's a lot of adjusting going on. So if you're feeling a little out of sorts and you don't know what to do, give me a call. Let's look at your chart. And of course, most of the planets are on one side of the zodiac. And once again, that leads to the separation, disagreements, and, you know, all of the division that we feel in the world today. The moon changes signs from Gemini to Cancer, which I really kind of like. The ideas of Gemini into Cancer, Cancer being the second house to Gemini, brings structure and tangible results to your day, if you're so inclined. It is Friday, and I know a lot of people want to go home early and take the weekend off. And of course, when the moon is in the sign of Cancer, don't we do just that? We want good old-fashioned home cooking, chicken noodle soup, apple pie, whatever makes you feel nurtured, safe, and, you know, and makes you just feel comfortable. That really is the sign of Cancer, finding where you feel comfortable, what tastes good, what you know, even if it's like a cup of hot cocoa or a cup of coffee, what makes you feel good. That's what the moon in Cancer is all about. Well, that's all for now. Read my daily horoscopes on social media. There's one daily horoscope I put up on social media, and then there's the more detailed daily horoscope that I put up on my website. Talk to you soon.